So to the mid-game interval.
Alright, we're back, people. We had a little hiatus where we did not record, but we're back on schedule, back ready to talk about everything going on with badminton.
Little three hiatus.
Yeah. We missed a lot of tournaments, but only got in our memory the recent ones. So we got like Denmark, France, China, and now Hong Kong going on. So anything you want to start off with?
Nathan.
I think like the rise of Chen Long again is like a bit mad in the Denmark Open and the French Open.
I'm not surprised. It's Olympic qualification.
Yeah, but it's just
Chinese.
It was personal problems, though, wasn't it? He was having a child, so it's just.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Slightly more complicated than other things.
That's what people are saying. Yeah, I don't know. He's been so under the radar for so long.
But Chen Long's always been a bit up and down.
Yeah, like, he has.
He plays a bit shit, but he's still Chen Long, and he can still win things,
scrap his way through.
Yeah.
Really, like, the whole time that I've been watching him play, it's like his play style has literally never changed. And somehow, like, he still just does really well sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's just consistent. At least.
He's so solid.
Yeah. It's like, you can still be old and still play his play style.
Yeah, true.
Although he never gets injured, really, as well, which is, he's lucky.
Yeah. So, obviously, he was runner-up in Denmark and then won the French Open. He beat Christie pretty convincingly, which I was surprised about.
In what tournament was that?
In the French, in the final.
Yeah, but Christie wasn't playing great, as he?
No.
Not amazing.
Only Hong Kong he's done right.
He had to rely on Victor getting cramped to beat him.
Yeah, that's the thing. True. He had an easy route to the final. That really should have been Victor playing Chen Long, and then we all know what way that would have gone.
Do we now? Yeah, we do actually.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Surely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, mate. Chen Long's too fit for Victor.
No, I can't tell if you just like to wind me up or if you actually think these things.
A little bit of both. Dying on court.
Oh, yeah.
Mimosa's just another level, though.
He's just
his basic game is just like untouchable.
Yeah, Victor needs to do some cardio. He needs to hit the treadmill.
No. I don't know what it is, man.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Can't be doing too much cardio.
Switch to doubles.
I don't know what it is with Victor. I mean, he had some injury problems. I think didn't he pull out or like say he wasn't playing a tournament a while ago?
Pulled out of, like, was it World Champs he pulled out of?
No, like more recent, I'm pretty sure. I think he retired from a game or something like that.
Yeah, but I think that's just because he's coming back still.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just not sure when he's actually like back fully fit. It's quite difficult.
I don't think Victor's ever fully fit, to be honest.
It's a strange one. I feel like he is back pretty well now. You know, he hasn't got anything that's like alarming.
Yeah, you say that, but he did lose today.
We'll come on to that. But
was it? I can't remember.
One of the home favourites.
I watched.
Not even in Hong Kong.
No,
Hong Kong.
He lost to Mr. Lee Chuk Yui. Oh, you, sorry. Lee Chuk Yui.
Did you watch it?
No.
Who is ranked?
I was asleep, mate.
He's ranked 27th.
See, the thing is, in the Hong Kong arena, the playing conditions are just so.
Really?
Strange.
Is that what it is now?
Oh, okay.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating the facts here. I'm completely neutral. But nah, I wasn't watching the game thinking like, oh shit, like Victor's playing bad. This is bad for like the next few tournaments. I'm not worried. As a Victor fanboy.
You've never been worried as a Victor fanboy.
No, I have been. But, you know, he doesn't look injured playing.
True. But I think it's match fitness. Like, you miss a few tournaments, you've got to get back to...
It's because you have to play this one.
You've got to get used to winning the sort of easy matches.
100%,
Victor's always struggled with winning the kind of easy ones, so...
Yeah.
He's not Moto, he'll just breeze past.
Yeah, Mimosa is literally just such a safe bet at this point of making it to the finals. It's unreal.
Apart from this taunt where he pulled out.
Why did he pull out?
Pulled out first round, I'm guessing, because he's played two late tournaments.
Yeah.
So, in a row, he just wants to rest and maybe come back for Super Series finals or something.
Isn't she too, like, third seed in this one?
Probably.
She's been knocked out.
He just... Yeah, but he
can still be seeded.
Yeah, he was third seed, yeah. He got knocked out by the Hong Kong guy that beat Victor.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, so this guy's having a pretty good tournament.
Yeah, although Xu Chi has not looked in any kind of form recently. Yeah.
He beat him 21-9 in the first end.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He entered a small tournament that he lost as well. Did. Jesus.
Macau Open?
Oh, yeah, he lost in the final. Some balding Thailand guy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see in the next few months on his fitness and whether Victor can get his game more consistent, and also like how Mimosa fares and how his fitness is doing, because he's winning so many tournaments. Like, how can you keep that up?
Well, I think like pulling out of this is smart from Wota, because it'll keep his fitness.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, Wota's fit enough anyway. Like, he as long as he's well rested, he's probably the fittest guy out there.
Yeah. Definitely. He seems to, like, he even scrapes wins when he's visibly tired and, like, visibly can't have the pace as much, and he still wins them.
He is by far the best in the world, so it's not surprising.
It is insane. Right, I do have a proposition, though, so...
Of course. Right.
Which tournament was it where it was Chao Tien Shen versus Mimosa?
Oh, dude, that's been a few times.
Yeah, well... They faced a few times.
Okay.
But I could see those two being the next Lin Dan Li Shan Wei.
No. Tien Chen, mate. No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's 30.
Yeah, he's so old.
Wait, Chao Tien Chen's 30.
I don't think he's... Is he 30?
I think he's getting close.
He's been around for quite a while.
No, man, he's not that old.
Not young and up and coming in the slightest.
No, but the reason I say is, like, playstyle-wise...
He's born 1990. He's going to be 30 next year.
Yeah, he's 29 now.
Oh, wait, he's 30 in January.
So he's 30.
He's basically 30. Chao Tien Chen hit his peak. It's only downhill.
Okay.
It's way past his peak, he should be.
But the reason I say is because Mimosa's playstyle does just fully resemble Lin Dan in his later years. And Chao Tien Chen, you could argue, kind of resembles Li Chuan Wei. He's like super relaxed playstyle.
I'm not entirely sure what you're going on about here.
Do you know what I think?
Yeah. Chao Tien Chen's one of the massive quads from a Chinese Taipei, right? Yes.
Yes.
I would say it has to be like either Victor or Xu Chi.
Yeah, Victor Xu or Xu Chi, whichever one comes
up. I don't
think
it's going to be the Indonesian. It's going to be like the next rival.
Yeah, I think if Victor can get his injury sorted out, he could maybe, I don't know, he's been so shit though. That is true, actually.
Axelsen and Mimosa had a good match. I forget what tournament it was in.
Oh, well, I know what you mean. I think it was China.
Was that the last one, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was China Open, it was.
Right.
Yeah, that was quite close. It was like, it went 3 ends, it was close in the third. And Morten Frost was commentating it, and he said that it looked more favourable to Victor than the All England final. So
yeah, he said it was Victor's best performance against Mimosa so far, and it's a loss.
Yeah.
Yes.
He
it's really
that.
Funny.
He could have won it two straight.
Yeah, if he pushed harder in the first set, he could have won that.
Yeah.
He has to beat Mimosa. He beats him in two. He doesn't.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. He needs to. Get it in two, because well, when it goes to three,
he like thought about going off for a racket, but then
did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, he went to change his racket and just.
And then he realised, oh, he's not to cover him, and then.
No. I think.
Did he?
I think he hadn't left a spare racket on top of his bag.
Right.
So he like started going, see there was no racket, and then ran back.
He could have been the first singles player to pull it off.
Yeah, could have been.
No, he did it in the Olympics, but he missed the next shot.
Oh.
But it wasn't like he just made a mistake.
Right.
Like if he could have definitely got it over, but he like just kind of hit into the net cord.
Who was that?
Lin Dan in the Olympics, he did a racket swap.
He
hit like a huge clear, just runs off, grabs his racket, gets back in time, and just like frames it in the net.
So what about our favourite other Danes, Rasmussen and Anders? I think Rasmussen has been playing quite well.
Wait, do you mean Anders Antonsen, or do you mean Astrup and Rasmussen?
Yeah, Anders Antonsen and Rasmus Genke.
Oh, right, see, Rasmus...
The men's doubles is terrible, don't you?
Oh, no,
like...
there's no even...
Yeah, we ain't talking about them.
So you said Rasmussen, not Rasmus. They have similar names, it's confusing.
I don't think Antonsen should be a 4 seed. I think that's too high for him.
No,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But I mean, he has been doing all right, but he's not very consistent.
He's getting further in tournaments consistently.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's just not getting past like quarterfinals.
I think his style is too like erratic. He doesn't have much consistency.
It is, and sometimes I watch him and he just doesn't have like the out and out power to win points, to score winners.
I don't know. I think he's too much. Just he looks for winners all the time.
You think? What
he's doing is looking for winners. He's not trying to play the rallies. Yeah. But he's got a good attack, but like, it's not going to beat Mimota very often or anything.
No. Well, that tactic's never going to work against Mimota, is it?
No. Victor's found that out.
Yeah, the hard way.
I think what 15, 16 times now?
Stop, man. It's not that much. Yeah.
Sorry. Let me just.
Like 13.
Might be.
You don't have to look, you really don't.
I think I do have to look out. Every time we do one of these, I've got to look up Victor's latest win loss against against Rosa.
I think I'm more interested in women's singles now.
Really?
Mate, women's singles has actually been low key so interesting, like, recently.
Anse Young's the first 17-year-old to hit actually. The top 10 in the world.
She's pretty
it's crazy.
She's
all
of us. She's
she's 3 years younger than me. It's
like, she lost to Marin in Denmark in the semis, I think, and then she completely destroyed her in the final of the Paris Open.
Oh, yeah.
The French Open, not. It was in Paris.
Yeah, she looks unreal. But then she did go out in Hong Kong, didn't she, I think, to some random...
Yeah, but it's because she retrieves so much, like, you have to rest if you're, like... If you'd like to retrieve, just get back.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but nah, she does look like the next big player in women's singles, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Got mad amounts of potential.
Just stop you there, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
13-1.
Thinking about it, you know, that second win's going to come at a crucial time. It's going to be a big tournament.
It's going to be one of those tournaments where Mo just played two in a row when he's tied, but Victor's fresh, having gone out first round with both of them.
It's going to be a World Tour 500.
Yeah. No. It's going to be
qualified for the end of them.
Just bringing up this result again here.
No, stop, man. Stop.
21-4.
But. Victor's gonna get that win in Tokyo 2020.
Shut up, mate!
if Victor knocks out Mimota in the Tokyo Olympics, I will never let you two live it down.
I will pay you £50.
Ooh.
Deal.
This is tape, mate. Recorded. I will pay you 50 great British pounds.
Lovely. I'll happily take 50 quid.
And you realise Mimota is undefeated in that arena for the past, what, 2-3 years?
Something like that. Probably ever.
No, he hadn't played when he was young.
Okay. Oh, actually, if Mimota knocks out Victor, you have to give me something in return, though.
50 pounds.
All right, I'll give you
£1. I don't think it's 50. £1. I don't think it's 50 to 1, mate.
No, all right, I'll give you...
Give me a tenner.
A tenner?
Yeah.
That's not the odds, mate.
Where's the faith, mate? Where's the faith?
I'll give you six.
£6.
You call yourself a Victor fan.
If you're so sure that you're going to get £6.
A tenner, mate. Wait, if you give me a tenner for it, I'll give you 70 quid.
Fine.
Actually, you know what? I will buy you an Astrox. I will buy you an Astrox of your choice.
Swear down, swear.
Swear down. I'll buy you an Astrox of your choice if Victor knocks out Wota in the Olympics.
Mate, okay, and I'll give you £10.
Come out by the time that happens.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. As Wota's not going to get knocked out by Victor.
Yeah, but
I'll give you £10.
And the Minions are also undefeated in 3 years, so.
True.
And they fuck it up every time.
So. That's a good point. No, every clause of this though, you have to pay me £20.
All right, deal.
But if one of them pulls out, no payoff.
Yeah, like, yeah. The best,
proper
the best
betting rules. Proper betting rules. Yeah, yeah. If there's an injury, that doesn't count.
Yeah, 100%. All right.
That's terrible.
And if there's cramp in play, it doesn't count.
Cramp counts.
No, 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 no. That's an injury.
Unless he withdraws.
No, cramp's an injury.
Yeah, but not that's if he carries
on. Oh, yeah, if you carry on to the end.
Yeah, it's only if he withdraws.
Okay, fine, agreed.
This is on tape, so I'm going to make the easiest £20 I've ever made.
I'm going to get a bloody Astrox as well.
No, you are not, mate.
Can't wait. Are you going to buy me the Astrox 150 when it comes out?
150, is that a new one?
I don't know. What's it going to be next?
I've got no idea. Next one. Oh, to be fair, I've seen...
Actually, I don't think it's going to be an Astrox next.
So I've seen
it's going to be a Nano Flare.
Maybe. Endo's using a new racket now. New Yonex. It looks like an Astrox, but it's in weird colours.
I don't know.
It's got like a weird kind of white, creamy bit. It's like around the head.
That might be a Nano
Flare
then.
No, it looks like an Astrox.
Oh.
Like the shit colours.
Oh, the ones just one side.
Yeah.
Probably watch it.
Do you think Endo and Watanabe should be split up and get new partners?
No.
No, they're playing well together.
They're not getting
any. They beat Minions today, mate.
They beat Minions today?
Yes, mate! They beat Minions today!
What? Oh, don't split them up. No.
Mixed and
oh, big up. No, he is. Oh my god. Fend. Got to look these things up.
I'm sorry.
It's your podcast.
Don't even know the results.
doesn't even know.
I'm a culprit for focusing on mental.
22-20 in the third set.
No, madness.
They were down the whole time in the third set as well.
Watanabe's finally used to his new racket.
They were down, let's see. It was 16-10 at one point, and they won it.
Fuck
it. They've proved me wrong. Fair one.
Yeah. See? Told you.
I think they'll split them up after Tokyo.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think Watanabe has just got so much potential. Like, they need to put him in the most favourable pair.
If he can...
But it's not...
I think he needs some strength, more strength in his legs, really. Be a bit more stable. Because he's really fucking quick, but he needs to...
Stumbles around.
Yeah, he kind of trips over himself a bit, and his footwork's not clean.
Yeah.
It's still better than any of us, let's face it. But
it's not quite George Fenn's movement on the court.
No, but you know, you look at Zheng Siwei and he's just stable, he's on balance constantly.
Yeah.
Watanabe gets caught out a few times where he's going the wrong way and he's quick enough to make up for it, but I think he needs to work on his
I think the only problem is like Japanese teams not great for doubles. Like they haven't produced any.
Oh, they got Kimura and Sonoda. They will.
No, not the same team.
Oh, what?
Like, the company team.
Oh, right. Because
that's
how
they find partners,
yeah.
Otherwise it's like...
Yeah, who else is in Watanabe's company team?
Inoue and Kaneko.
Oh, no.
They're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, let's keep that partnership together.
It's confusing how they separate it into teams.
I
think it's really fun. This.
I know, it's quite fun. I think they can make new signings, so like if they want, if they want,
they just need to scout like young players.
Yeah, scout our new talented
it's
young player.
That. It's like Japan don't have any really big.
George, shut
pick
up.
Me.
Like, they don't have any big backcourt smashers, do they, Japan? Like,
no, yeah.
Backcourt players are so like different to like
like
Malaysian ones.
I mean, maybe Sonoda,
or, like,
but
even Korean ones.
Yeah, Sonoda's the best they've got.
Sonoda's
but
smashes.
No, it's not huge, but he just works it until it gets through.
No, look, in another pair, he would be the front court player.
Yeah, well, or at least like neutral because he's just a worker. Like Kimura's quite a front court player.
You know how high he holds it.
Yeah, true. Actually,
yeah. When he's at the back.
Oh, it's the Astrox funny cap thing they've got in it. Yeah, they got the little divot on it. Really makes a difference.
Victor were doing it before them.
Yeah, like, true.
Do you know who is a big smasher in the doubles at the moment?
What's that?
Praveen the Dream Jordan.
Oh,
Ranky Reddy is huge smasher.
He is big, but he's no like... one is as big as Jordan.
True.
He's got to be the biggest smasher in badminton.
Govi Shem!
Stop, man, stop.
Praveen Jordan would snap Govi Shem like a twig.
Maybe back in Govi stop. Shem's prime, but not anymore.
Nah, those two are gone. It's all about Aaron.
Yeah, for real.
All about Aaron Shearer, yeah.
Aaron Shearer is the heir of the throne.
He is. Who do you think?
Yeah, I think Jordan is, I don't know, he looks sick, but I'm not sure if the partnership is 100%, you know?
You can't say that after they've won a tournament.
Yeah,
you can.
They managed to fluke it against Zheng Siwei.
Yeah. Wait, didn't they beat him twice, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, beating Zheng Siwei twice, like, you can't really fault them at this point.
No.
Got to see where it goes. Like, if they can carry this on, it'll be good, but...
I think they can... top four and push down Watanabe and Higashino.
Yeah, he might do. Although I have no idea how that tie pairs in the top four, because I never see them in any finals.
No, I have no clue.
Not recently.
They must be riding on results from like a year ago still.
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't get it. But
Ranking doesn't reflect like any type of recent form at all.
So you get lucky draws and shit. But
yeah, and it just takes like, you know, your best achievement tournaments that might have been like 8 months ago, you know?
True, yeah. I mean, it's the average across a year. Well, 10 best tournaments across a year.
Yeah.
Which, too bad. No. Yeah, I've had a thought, lads.
Go on then.
Yonex is the badminton equivalent of Apple.
Yeah, I'm seconding that.
Wait, what do you what do you mean? Explain, please.
They bring out the same shit every time, Everyone falls for it. Everyone gets the new Astrox with their new technology and their. Oh, they've got a little tip in the cap now that Victor have been doing
Leo
for years.
Lost it. I'll buy it.
Yep. Everyone gets it. Oh, it's got this new power cushion technology, and people just eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, to be fair.
Especially their power cushion shoes are the same every year.
Yeah, I don't get a difference.
They are the same every year. It's the iPhone. It's
just
the iPhone.
You can buy for the design.
Yeah, literally. I'm with you on that. That's a good shout, to be fair.
Yeah, I do still buy all Yonex stuff, pretty much.
No,
yeah.
They do look really nice, but they're all doublesy.
Yeah, well, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, that's yeah. I agree.
And now my racket's for how they look, not for how they feel.
much better decision, Nathan. Much better decision.
I sent Nathan this, but I didn't send it to you. Did you see that Forza and Victor have partnered up?
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah, they're in like a partnership, European wise, anyway.
Okay.
No, I think it's Asia wise too.
Forza don't really do anything in Asia, really.
I don't know. I had a talk with my mate, and he was like, hopefully they solve Victor's grommet problem.
What's Victor's grommet problem?
In like some of their old rackets, like on my one, they like sink into the racket.
Really?
Yeah, so like they crack the frame a bit. But I think it's just like, it's more for like distribution purposes. Like,
yeah,
Forza don't make any heavy rackets.
Like,
yeah, literally.
I don't get what Victor gets out of it. Like,
I think it's more because Forza really have a big presence in Europe, but then Victor have a strong presence in Asia, and they
distribution.
Yeah, they want to sort of just get in on that.
And I think as well, like Forza have been struggling a bit recently. I swear, I heard a while ago it was like a year ago, I think. They were about to go into liquidation or something, then they got bought out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Do you remember that? So, yeah, I think Victor's coming in to save the day.
Could be, yeah.
They only, like, sponsor, like, young, up-and-coming players.
Yeah,
and
They sponsor...
Like, their national sponsor once they actually get good, like...
Plus certain ex-Subad
players.
they just sponsor a load of Danes as well, because it's a Danish company.
Yeah, well, it's a Danish company, so...
Big up Mia Blitchfield.
For sake, is she Forza?
Yeah.
actually.
Why would you not take a Victor sponsorship?
I know, honestly. Well, you know, these Victor rackets look good, but I think I'm going to go for Forza. No heavy rackets.
Victor do good headlight rackets too.
I know.
Yeah.
Got the most rackets out of any company.
Yeah, I love it, man.
They do so many rackets.
You know the one that Aaron Chiar uses? There's now three different colours for it.
Fucking hell.
Victor do make some good looking rackets, I can't lie.
Yeah, they look so much better than the shitty ass.
And they've actually redone all the series as well. It's like,
have they?
They've properly redone it.
All the colour schemes?
No, like, all like they've upgraded from Jet Speed to Aura Speed.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I see.
See, my problem with Victor is, like, their series are all, like, so confusing. And, you know, like, one will say, like, oh, this one's for speed. And, like, this one's for, like, power.
True.
And, like, you know, it's just, like, really confusing. Whereas your next is really simple. Like, Aastrox Voltric is for power. You know, like, Arcsaber Jura is for, like, in the middle.
Yeah, true. And then, like, yeah, like, Nano Flare.
It's a lot more simple, isn't it?
Not really. I think it's just that we don't know Victor as well.
When I've been looking at rackets and I've looked into Victor stuff, it's just so confusing.
I think the problem is they don't market as much as...
No, they don't.
It's different in Asia because, like, they have loads of, like, actual racket shops. You can actually go around and swing it. So, like,
Victor
bought out more often than Yonex.
Yeah, Victor, I think, worry less about letting people know, like, all the specs in their marketing because they know they're going to turn up at a shop and give it a swing.
Yeah.
Is he frozen? No. You back?
Yeah, sorry. My Wi-Fi is a bit dodgy.
Oh, it's a bit shit, mate.
Yeah.
Although, big update. Not so big. I've been considering getting a new racket.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Since I broke one of my Z-Force 2s.
Wait, what?
I cracked
the sledgehammer, like.
I cracked it. I mean, I'll show you.
It's almost like cracking the Nokia phone.
Yeah. No, look, it's
the Nokia phone of reckon.
I say crack. It's really, like, it's subtle, but you can see it's, like...
It's a black one, isn't it?
It's this off shape. Like, the shape's, like, there's a crack up there.
Oh.
But, yeah, you can see, like, it's not quite symmetrical. It's like side.
Oh, it's like a bit square on that corner.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
See it there? But there's like a little crack, and it went midway through a game, and I was wondering why all my shots were suddenly going out. I looked down and I'm like, oh shit.
How did it break?
I don't even know when it broke. I think it must have just been a smash or something, and then like just cracked slightly. Or it could have gone over time, but I'm not sure. But
well. A new racket.
I don't know. I'm torn between that or just sticking with what I've got. Because I think I like it.
I think the Z-Force can't handle your power anymore. You need something greater.
Just come with an actual...
a big, yeah, an actual search helmet. No, I don't know. I need to find the Victor equivalent of a Z-Force 2.
There isn't one.
There's nothing.
No, Thanos racket, mate. Infinity Stone power.
I think it's more... The only one I've seen... Well, the only ones Victor singles rackets that are really all right are the Aura Speed that Antonsen uses.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the one that Yen has, the Thruster.
Oh, wait, the black and red one? Yeah. Oh, it looks so nice.
Yeah, that is...
That's Victor's equivalent of the Z-Force 2. Looks like matte black.
Thruster BXR.
Oh, nice. I'll have to look. But I think... I mean, I don't like the look of the Aastrox rackets. I don't think I could bring myself to use an Aastrox.
Do you like the feel of my 99?
I don't know. I've never actually hit a shuttle with an Aastrox. Really? I don't think... Or I have actually briefly, I think. But I don't know, because I use toweling grip, so it's completely different. All I'm thinking is... It's disgusting when I'm using someone else's racket.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
The upgrade is the Lindan Force.
Yeah, true. Right. Really, that's
like,
a good point.
Supposedly upgraded on the Z Force, but
I think it's probably quite similar to the Z Force too. Yeah,
the Lindan Force is completely different.
Is it?
What's it like it's less head heavy and it's like a medium flex.
Oh right, oh, okay.
Medium flex.
Yeah, because I thought about getting that. I was really close to getting that before I got the 99.
I'll pick up. Guess he's got a partner for the Gloucestershire Silver.
Oh, making plays.
Hey, mate. No, I was going to ask.
Archie's looking for a partner.
Is he? Oh, what a shame. You'll have to come.
Stop playing.
I mean, you got out of playing Wiltshire once, so, you know.
Yeah, what are you trying to Wiltshire?
For a tournament you're not even playing. You're too kind, Nathan.
Let's talk Hong Kong Open. So we're at the semis now. We got Kadambi, the local legend, Lee Chuk Yew.
Wait, Jonathan Christ.
Yes, I know, mate.
Srikanth
beat Chen Long today. Chen Long's the title.
No, he wasn't Srikanth. He was much better.
Chen Long retired against him.
Oh, no wonder he won that.
Oh, right, I was going to say. Like,
was an Indonesian men's singles.
Yeah, wow, one half of this draw is a bit more stacked than the other. All the Indonesians, and then Lee Chuk Yew and Srikanth Kadambi.
I think that Indonesian semi-final is going to be good to watch.
Yes.
Oh my god, Yamaguchi got out the first round.
Wow. She's not number one seed anymore.
When I was watching the matches today in the Hong Kong arena, it's literally like, so you play net and then you don't guard the net because you just want them to lift and then you could smash it and win the point. So if you lift, you lose the point. You play back the net and take the risk and hope they lift.
So is it a fast arena or something?
Yeah, it must be.
Don't know. Never.
Because literally surely everyone Vic smashes and just winners.
Vic should have won.
Yeah, smashed. I don't know. Yeah, he was just... He didn't go out with the right game plan.
Oh, wow, Yamaguchi's in the semis. Jesus.
That's what I said. She got out the first round.
Yeah, so she got out the first round. Yeah, she went on the next round.
That one is funny though.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I haven't actually really watched any of the games, so I don't really know if it's.
I didn't know it was live today.
No, I didn't until you Snapchatted me saying something about Victor and they lost.
Stop, man.
You said you were hard at your job.
I hope to. I don't know. I think the final is going to be a good match, whatever, because Srikanth's got a big smash movement, so like anything he whips is going to be going to the floor.
I don't know. I just don't rate Srikanth at all.
No, I don't.
Should I take his route right to the final?
Yes, I know what it is. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, first round.
Walkover, Verma, retired.
He's hardly had to play badminton so far.
He's played one full game.
Yeah, and that was against his own teammate. Not even Samir Verma, it's...
Oh my god, Verma. I didn't realise that. It's a B-Tech Verma.
He's the B-Tech Verma who came through qualification and it took him three sets to win.
21-19 in the third.
But yeah, I should have entered this one. Mate, I could be in the semis.
Okay, so I think we're going to be seeing a Hong Kong against... What Dane have you got to win that semi-final? I mean, what Dane? What Indonesian?
Indo. It's got to be Genting for me.
Do you think?
I've always got to back my boy when he's playing well, when he's winning matches. I've got to back him.
Yeah,
even
Genting's
though he's beat three in all of his matches so far, so I might just change my mind now. Yeah, those have been long matches actually. I'll have a look. Let's see what total time he's played. Oh my god, all his matches are over an hour.
Ouch.
I feel like those two Indonesians are so well matched, but it seems like whenever they play, there's always one that dominates.
Yeah, one of them plays well and kind of figures out the other.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yep. Helping hand.
It'll
be a good... I'm going to actually watch these games because I reckon they'll be good to watch.
I'm going to be playing badminton tomorrow.
Yeah.
No time for watching badminton. Oh, actually, you'll be on in the morning. Can't be fucked to wake up for that.
Oh, that's a shout. I might set an early alarm.
Oh, no, really?
Dedication.
Mate, yeah, all night.
I did wake up at 4 o'clock last week to watch the boxing.
Oh, you sad fuck.
KSI versus Logan Paul.
Oh, you sad fuck.
Paid £10 to watch it as well.
You actually...
Oh, no.
Yeah, but there was no illegal streams there on it. But... I paid £10 to watch it.
Let me guess, you put it down.
I made 20 back in profit, didn't I?
Wait, you how much you put on it?
I put on like £8.
Shit.
On KSI to win.
It's not bad, actually.
I know, mate.
Clever boy.
It's a bit boring.
Investment.
It's just... smartest bet you've made all year.
I should have bet on badminton, man. It's dreadful.
First bet, you proper bet you've won. It's not even bad.
I know, it's poor. It really is. I've moved to football now. I don't know anything about football, but I'm betting on it.
Mate, I've actually been making money on the badminton recently. I've made like £10 over the last few months of having Bet365.
It's really good on you. I mean, I'm not. I wish I'd say the same.
I haven't lost any money. I mean, I have like a few bets, but like I'm smart.
You are smart. You're very calculated, unlike me.
Clever boy.
I love an underdog story. That's my problem.
I say I bet on Victor the other day to beat Emoto just as a long shot. God. I know it wasn't very clever. Yeah, but you got to do the odd stupid one. It's my reward for myself for making smart bets.
Give away my money
to Victor.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'll win £2, so I'll be like, yes, and a pound on some random underdog.
Mate, you need to stop betting on these random underdogs. You wait till the later rounds, you look through the matches, see which ones have really good odds, and you bet on those. And okay, you don't bet on anything stupid.
Not possible, though. Everything stupid looks good to bet. Look how much money I can make back.
Yeah.
This is a really good bet.
If I put 1p on it, I get £10 back.
Yeah. So yeah, the guy's ranked 150 in the world against Momoto.
Nah. It's Adcox against Zheng Shiwei.
Oh my god.
Wait, you bet on them to beat Zheng Shiwei?
No, I'm not that dumb.
No, I bet on them to beat the one that they did win.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Like, the moment I saw Jochen Fischer coaching them, I put a bet on both English pairs to win in the quarters.
We should talk about him, because that bloke's a bit of a god, isn't he?
Oh, I'm just... Little story here. When I was about 14, 15 years old, get an invite from Horsham Performance Centre to come to a... What's it called? What was it? It was a masterclass from Mr. Jochen Fischer. The man, the myth, the legend is there. He gives me a little bit of coaching. He doesn't actually. He stands there and he sort of watches some bus stop singles, but actually no, it's bus stop doubles. There's that many people, but and then I saw a cheeky little exhibition match.
That's good. Get on.
It was Jochen Fischer and his partner against Dean George and my coach at the time, who obviously Jochen Fischer won.
I don't like his technique though.
Do you not?
No,
he is. He seems like a really knowledgeable guy about badminton, though, doesn't he?
He's a smart one. He's a very smart.
He's a thinker.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he was winning when he was like 30 something. Well, I mean, he's Danish, but even for Danish, he was fairly old. Yeah, took like his leg or whatever it was in the Super Series finals thing. Or he fractured his leg, like stress.
Yeah.
Fractured.
I remember I was watching that match. It was horrible.
He didn't properly break it like during the match, but like.
It was bad. Yeah.
But yeah, he retired after that.
Yeah, I'm glad he's come back as a coach.
Coaching the mixed team for England.
But surely England don't need better.
Mate, have you seen who we've got at the moment?
Yeah, but like
absolute shit.
You can improve the other disciplines. Like...
No, we work on the one where we might have a shred of hope.
Yeah. This is our only hope, Nathan. Yeah, like, we've got to double down.
We weren't thinking that we would get a medal in men's over mixed.
That is true, but I think the tactic is we've got to put all our money into mixed because that's where we have a chance. And then hope that we get some good results, and from that, hope we get some funding, and then we can work on the others. I know, it's ridiculous, but we can try.
Yeah, we've got to do well at this Olympics to try and get some money coming back in.
It's Adcox / Ben Lane / Marcus Ellis. Yeah.
Adcox, I'm not guessing anything. It's all in Marcus Ellis's hands.
Maybe a bit of Ben Lane, a little bit of Ben Lane.
I just don't see it happening, mate.
I think it's a bit soon for him. I think maybe Paris Olympics. No, yeah. Maybe 4 years' time, Ben Lane will come through.
Yeah.
It is all on Mark Ellis's shoulders.
Yeah.
He's the future of English badminton.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
There is a lot of pressure there.
My another question that I just wanted to fire out there is quite simple. Why is Lin Dan still playing badminton?
Because
the reason we're still playing badminton.
Because he likes it. Because he just loves badminton. Why would you not? You get to travel the world, like paid for. I mean, he's rich enough anyway, and you get to just turn up, play some badminton, watch some badminton, go home. Life's good. I think
it's scouting for the other Chinese players.
It could be, actually.
So, like, he just plays their game.
Yes, yeah, that could be a shout, actually. Yeah. He just gets on court and figures out how to beat them.
Yeah, and then gives it to, like, the young and upcoming Chinese.
That's actually clever.
I don't think he does that. I don't think he gives a shit about that.
No, he doesn't, but, you know.
No, but...
conspiracy theory.
If China were clever... Well, I mean, obviously, if a player has played Lin Dan in the past and another Chinese player's going to play him, they'll ask Lin Dan how it was and review the footage. But
isn't he surprisingly high on the race to Tokyo?
Yeah, because he's played like so many tournaments.
16 or something. Like, yeah. Last time
I mean, if she stays injured, you never know.
Because then there'll be Chen Long.
No, well, you can have two.
Race up there.
You can have two. Chen Long's like fourth at the moment in the race to...
yeah, but it'll have to be top eight.
We have a look at race two.
The thing is, like, Lin Dan is a smart bloke. Surely he can't still believe that he's going to qualify for these Olympics.
I don't know. Maybe. World maybe not.
Let's
have a look.
Maybe he would just move to, like, some other country and then...
Right, race to Tokyo rankings. Wait, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, imagine that. He just converts to Chinese Taipei.
That can't be it. No. No, that's definitely...
Hang on.
What? I look up race to Tokyo.
Well, that's just this week, isn't it?
Oh, no, this is week 19. We're definitely past week 19.
I don't know.
Okay, that's not been updated in a while, considering... What's it? Misha Zilberman was fifth.
Yeah.
I'm looking at an old version of that.
I see that as well. They must have just not updated. It's not updated.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, okay. I've got the most recent.
You're saying Motor Chow Tien Chen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Antonsen, Ginting, Chen Long, Unkar Long actually seventh.
Unkar Long's been playing well.
Man. Oh, Wang Chiron actually eighth. He's been.
Wait, where's Shi Yuqi? Where's Shi Yuqi?
Shi Yuqi way down. Because he's
so right now, Lin Dan's in the money.
Lin Dan.
You have to be top. Is it 8 or 16?
Neither Lin Dan or Li Chongwei.
Chongwei.
He's been playing under a different name.
Lin Dan and Shi Yuqi are in the top 38.
Ouch.
Apparently, but I can't be right.
Toby Penty, woo.
Or mate, actually, might not listen because they're not in the top 16, and they're not. Obviously, there's already Chen Long. So they probably just at the moment.
I think it's going to be really sad that we don't see the daddies there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is sad.
Or Go Lu Ying.
Oh, no, Go Lu Ying.
Why would the daddies not play?
I mean, they are second in the qualification, but the National Federation
has to. Because they're independent. It depends.
Right.
They'll want to pick off Yan and Ardian to...
Although Aslan Setuan actually play together... Like, well, they train with the rest of the national team.
Yeah, but like
it's just sponsorship stuff, so they might still play.
We've got to see him at the Olympics, man. That's
I don't think we'll have Go Lu Ying in Chengdu. I don't think we'll have no Li Yongdei, even though we would qualify anyway. No, what happened to him and Yu Yong Sun coming back?
That ain't happening.
Right,
they have a YouTube channel now.
Do they?
Yeah. It's all in Korea, though.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
He's a friend of Christie now.
Is he?
Him and Jonathan Christie.
Oh, I like that. The two golden boys of their nations.
So at the moment, the Danes qualifying are Antonsen and Gemke. At the moment, the two Danes are Antonsen and Gemke.
Wait, they number one and two Danes in the...
Yep. Axelsen is currently not qualified.
Axelsen, mate. Axelsen.
Gemke is quite fast.
Actually, on my list, Gemke is not even on there because he's not in the top 16. I think top 16 anyway. Whatever.
No, on mine, Gemke is... he's qualified 13th rank in the Olympics.
In fairness...
You are on Wiki.
So. This is as of November 5th. So it might have updated.
Yeah, mine's the most recent. One more week.
Yeah, not sure.
Yeah, but Victor's only got 6 tournaments registered in the qualifications, so that's why. Everyone else has got like 11.
10, isn't it? World rankings is 10 tournaments. Yeah. So yeah, if you haven't got 10 tournaments, it means nothing at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm sure Victor will qualify.
Of course he will. He's a laughing legend.
Can you imagine?
Stop, man. Stop.
From the last Olympics, least doesn't
your,
qualify.
At least your money will be safe.
No asterisks for you, then.
Nah, if he doesn't... Nah, I'm not even saying that.
Mate, you're not getting an asterisk. Just hate
if
to break
he gets into the next tournament, you're absolutely screwed.
No, if Mota and Axon don't play each other anyway, our bet means nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, but they'll probably play in the final.
I'm not entirely sure about that one.
We'll see.
If nothing else, Victor's seeding might have something to say about that. It'll probably come up against Xi Yuqi or like Chen Long or someone first.
You could play Momota in the quarters if he gets really shit seed. If he's
unlucky. Group stages, you never know.
That's a tactic. Play Momota in the semi so you don't have to go to the final.
Is it?
You shout that.
Bullshit. The final's even easier.
Right, should we cap it there? Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. Not really. I haven't been paying much attention to badminton at the moment, I'll be honest.
To be fair, the reason that like we haven't been recording, I think, is just because all three of us have been like so busy, haven't we?
Yeah. I've been playing well.
Nathan's not
been
busy.
I've been focusing on my own badminton rather than international badminton.
Yeah.
I've been doing neither. I've just not been focusing on badminton, which is not a good thing.
You've been baking.
I've been baking? Shut up, man. I've been working. I'm grinding out here.
Yeah, baking.
Yeah, all right. Brilliant.
How's your bread recipe coming along?
Right, and we'll cap it there. Thank you all very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. See you later.
Bye.